Hey everyone, it's Michelle the Dreaming Dilettante, and I am coming out to you with, I believe, episode 13 of the Creative Podcast. I hope you're doing well. I'm in my studio recording this to you. It completely slipped my mind to record it yesterday. I talked, I think, last week about my routine and the schedule that I've been coming up with when I'm here in the studio. And it's kind of shifted and changed a little bit, as things tend to do. And my focus is becoming a little bit more clear of the projects that I really want to work on and how I want to carve out my time. So it's been great. Last week, I think it was last week, I just really needed some just creative play. And I talked a little bit about that. And this week, I'm a little more focused on getting some tasks done. And I was able to figure out my Cricut. I think I talked to you guys about this in my last podcast, but I had been struggling to get my Cricut working, not because of any problem with the Cricut machine itself. I couldn't figure it out. And I managed to, there was a wonderful class I watched on Skillshare. This isn't sponsored or anything, I'm just sharing it. And if you'd like to know about the class, if you're trying to figure out your Cricut too, this was specific to making stickers, but the way it was explained, I was able to get everything working. So I had a few more tweaks to do that were just graphic related. But I have about 7 sticker sheets ready. And so I'm trying to figure out how many different types of sticker sheets I need to have before I launch my store. Because I don't know about you, but I know when I go to a store, if I'm going to buy one thing, especially if it's a tangible product, if it's a digital project, I don't feel this way as much. But if it's a tangible item, you know, if I can buy a few things, especially stickers, because they're so small, if I can buy a few of them, you know, especially for free shipping or something like that, I'd like to have a variety. So yeah, I'm waiting to make a nice collection for that. But I have been making some really great headway on my digitals and figuring out the kind of digital products that I want to offer, how I want to, what kind of things I want to make and share. And so I've been learning some new skills and honing that and having fun. I would love to have something up digitally, you know, in time for Christmas, but I just don't think, you know, Christmas shopping time, but I really just don't think that it's going to work out for me personally. I think the holidays and all the shopping, I don't know if I'm going to get it in time. And I don't want to pressure myself to, I want to kind of challenge myself, but I'm not trying to put too much pressure that I'm either making products that aren't exactly what I want them to be, or if I'm stressing out over trying to get something done. It's my years of retail experience. It's like, well, you don't want to launch in January, or you don't want to. And at the end of the day, I think, you know, today is better than never, I guess. So, yeah, so I'm working on those. And of course, I'll be sure to let you guys know when I get everything uploaded. But I've been taking good care of myself. I have been enjoying drives in the evening where I take a nice long drive and I get myself a coffee before coming to the studio. And just having that time out feels really good right now. I feel like I need to be out and about a bit, which is unique for me because I'm very comfortable kind of cozied up in my own house forever. Like that's all. And I've been antsy to get out and to be doing things and to be talking to people and being out with people. So I'm almost thinking I might give the videos and like vlogs another shot. I had stopped doing them because it didn't work for me when I could record them. And I'll be honest, sometimes I felt like when I finally got to record them, I felt like I had to freshen up my look. I was so haggard by the end of the day that, you know, if I wanted to do a recording of something that, not that it had to be done at the end of the day, but I just didn't find that I always wanted to do it when I felt like I was dressed to do it. And yeah, so I was being, I don't know, resistant. I think that's probably the best way to put it. And I'm feeling like now that maybe, and maybe it had something to do with still feeling like I was in this kind of retreat mode where I was sort of, retreating within. I guess that's the best way to put it. And now I'm feeling like I'm ready to really get out and start sharing things and sharing some of my work, including video and being seen and that sort of thing. So, yeah, so I think I'll give that a shot. Maybe on the weekends might be the best time to film a little bit. And I would love to film like an artist date or like a hike or something like that. I am longing to take out my minivan and do some sort of, long weekend or some sort of, fall camping with it. I think I've shared on here. I know I shared. I think I've shared on in previous podcasts, but I've only ever camped once in my entire life, but I loved it, and I just haven't been able to get back into it and just get out. And I love the idea of camping in my minivan and, going somewhere. I'm struggling with figure like finding. I'm getting caught up in logistics, and usually I think with me, when the logistics are holding me up, there's a reason why I'm not doing something because I haven't been able to figure out where I want to go. I don't want to just be in a, in like an RV park or anything like that, or a, I don't know, a campground where I'm just, it's noisy and like, that's not what I'm seeking. I really just want some quiet time in nature. And I think I don't know where to go. And that's kind of what's holding me back. But even if I just did a day trip and went somewhere for a walk and a hike, I think it might be fun to bring you along and enjoy a little outdoor creative time, whatever that would look like. I have this idea of incorporating creativity with the outdoors, and I have some really great plans that I would love to do. I would love to partner with somebody who's really good at logistics, somebody who's really good at where you just tell them, hey, this is my vision. This is something that I want, that I want to do, and then they're like, "Oh, I totally can make that happen," and I can find the people that would want to do it, and because it's just not my skill set. Ideas are my skill set, and figuring out how they should be executed, I'm good with. But when it comes to the logistics of, finding places and making things work, I tend to get lost in those sometimes. Sometimes I enjoy them. But for the most part, I think I would love to partner with somebody who's really, really good at that. And I feel like I just have enough, I think, going on right now that I'm learning new things, and I'm learning how to do new skills, that, organizing and planning some sort of creative retreat, is not it. But that aside, I'm feeling really good about what I'm making. I've been sharing videos on I'm sorry, not videos. I've been sharing over on my Substack, which I think I shared with you guys last week. And I've also been creating content that I hope to upload, or that I have been uploading, but I haven't launched yet, for a Patreon channel or a Patreon site, where I'll be sharing videos, special challenges, and that sort of thing. And I'm going to dig back into doing YouTube. I think once a week, YouTube videos would be a lot of fun. And I've kind of figured out the content that I wanted to share there. I think that was my biggest holdup, is I couldn't figure out the kind of content that I wanted to share on YouTube. I guess it's the difference between sharing things with, being out on a corner somewhere, a crowded street, and just kind of sharing your work, versus, being at home with a few friends who know you and get you, and sharing your work in that way. That's kind of how YouTube feels to me. Like, my blog feels like being at home and sharing it with people who've come specifically to see my work and hear my work, versus the, being on the street corner, which is kind of how YouTube feels, like being out on, where everyone can see and hear and comment and that kind of thing. So I hadn't really figured out the kind of work that I wanted to share there, and I think I've fine-tuned it a bit, and I want to bring some more materials over to my studio. But I gotta tell you, I am filling up this studio space, and that tells me I need to start making more, to kind of get rid of some of the things that I'm collecting, because I have some cardboard and papers and things like that. So I'm gonna be starting to make some journals, and I'm gonna be offering some workshops and things like that around creating your own art journals and mixed media journals. So yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun to share with you. So I got a lot of things in the works. Even if the shop launch doesn't happen before the end of the year, I'm pretty sure all those things will be up and going by then. I just wanted to make sure that I had a decent amount of content for people if they choose to come to Patreon to support me. I wanted there to be a few months worth of content for them to already do. And I finished, I think I shared with you guys last week, I finished my dollhouse miniature that I did. And let me tell you, it was so much fun. It lights up. It's adorable. I'm going to have that. The whole process video is going to be over on Patreon that I'll be sharing. But I'm also going to write a blog post with some photos. So if you're interested in seeing that, you can check that out over on my blog. But yeah, the whole process video of making them is just, it was so much fun. And I have another one to do for Christmas. It's like a holiday scene, like a, with a little Christmas tree. It's really cute. And so I have another one to work on, which I can't wait to dig into. But I want to get some of these other projects going. I don't know if I'll be filming the Christmas house that I'll be putting together. I suppose I could, but we'll have to see how that all gets going. I wish I had more time to dedicate or to really. I do. I feel like I could get lost for several weeks just in my creative space and kind of make a bunch of different things that I want to work on. And that's a good feeling. But I think spreading it out and letting it happen in an organic way while still challenging myself is really important, especially because it's November. And if you're a writer, you know what November is. We are taking, I'm taking part in NaNoWriMo. So that's the, if you're not familiar, it's the National Novels Writers Monthly Challenge that they do every year in, it's not a monthly challenge, it's every November. And the challenge is to write 50,000 words in a month, starting on November 1st. So if you're a writer and you want to take part, I'll put a link for NaNoWriMo so you can check it out. It's free to sign up, free to take part, and it's a lot of fun. It's a really great challenge. I've started a new book. And I'm in the middle of another book I started. But for NaNoWriMo, I wanted to stick to, because NaNoWriMo, you're supposed to be starting a new project. And I like that. I like the tradition of just doing a new project. So I have a new one I started that I hope, you know, I'm going to make some nice headway on. And then I'll be offering it maybe as an ebook. I have some other plans for it first, but I don't know if they're going to materialize. So if they don't, I might be offering it as either an ebook or I might offer it on as a like a printable. I'm not really sure. So not a print, not a printable on Kindle. That's what it was. I might, I love tangible books, so it might be printed too. Who knows? Who knows? There's so many options, but that'll be fun to do once it's written. And I'm actually looking forward to editing this one, which if you've been around for any time, you know that I editing is not my strong suit. So I'm actually hoping that I'll be able to get this edited and up and loaded to share. So that's what's been going on with me. I wonder what you've been working on. I have been really curious to see if you work on things while you're listening to the podcast. I know I like to listen to podcasts while I'm working on different things. As long as I'm not writing. Writing, I need quiet because the words distract me. But I love to work on projects while I'm listening to podcasts. And I have two that I listen to right now. I don't have listened to very many. If you have some that you love, please do share them in the comments because it would be fun for us to have a little list of podcasts that people could listen to. I'm always surprised to see that there isn't much. Well, maybe there isn't. There is, I'm sure. I just haven't found a lot of creativity podcasts, ones that are focused just on art and making art and that sort of thing. I'm sure they're there. I just probably haven't found them. So if you know of any, I would love for you to share the links because, yeah, I love hearing other people's processes and the projects that they're working on and how they make time for it. I have about maybe 3 hours a day that I'm able to work solely on my creativity, which I guess is really a blessing, right? Like to have that kind of dedicated time and space to work on the things that you love the most is a pretty cool thing. So I am very, very grateful for that. And even in that time, I struggle sometimes to get all of the ideas and things that I'd love to work on done. So I love hearing how other people do things. So if you have any favorite podcasts or things that you listen to, I'd love to hear. So that's it. That's what's been going on with me. I hope you're all having a wonderful week, and I appreciate you so much for listening, and I will be back again next week. Take care, everyone. Have a great day.